Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, does it ring?
Yeah.
Alrighty. So I just wanted you to see what it looks like when you're in like a live show. So typically the intro music will not play until the host calls into the host line.
Oh, okay.
So Block Talk won't start the show until you call into the host line. But if you're looking in the studio now, you can see like the calls are lit up on the left side.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got like the two microphones there that are lit up. So usually those won't be lit up when someone calls in until you click on the little icon.
Okay.
So you'll usually see your line, and then if you see, like, Karen and Sammy come in, you can turn on their mics whenever you want to. Everyone else that comes in muted. And then I'm just going to show you really quick what it looks like when the caller presses 1. So when I press 1 on my phone here, hopefully. Oh, I may not do it because I'm got the microphone on. Okay, 1 second.
Question mark?
Yep. So whenever someone presses 1 and they want to ask a question and talk to you, that little question mark will pop up.
Okay.
Now, the only weird thing about Blog Talk is like once you finish talking to them and then you mute them back, which is that little headphones icon next to the microphone, when you click that button and mute them, for whatever reason, the question mark doesn't go away. I don't know why they don't fix that feature. So just if you have a lot of callers, kind of just watch and keep in mind who you talk to, because that little question mark will stay up there forever.
Okay. And what is the invite guest and co-host again?
Oh, that is if you want to send like an invite link to like any, if you want to send an invite link to, you know, a guest that you have on, you can. I would say it's best to send it to like the co-host. It sends out a link and like they see like a modified version of this like studio board. So I think they can see like what the show is about, and I think they can see the calls coming in, but I don't think they can click on anything.
Okay.
Now, in the middle section, as you can see, that's my little description there, but it'll always have, you know, what the show is about, and as you can see at the bottom, it says short link, so that's like a link that you can copy and paste on social media so that people can click on the link and tune into the show.
Okay.
And then if you click on that little chat button over there, it's going to ask if you want to launch the chat here, and then have the chat as co-host or open moderator chat in new window. If you click launch chat here, it's going to go ahead and launch the little chat room, and then you can view and see who's in there and post, you know, stuff out there if you want to talk to anybody that's in the chat area.
Okay.
Okay. And then you can see on the side that the songs are now lit up. So you've got the little play button there, and then you've got your volume button. So you kind of just have to play with it as you're doing it. You can, like, fade songs out. You just kind of got to gradually move, like, if you click on the volume button and then, you know, use your arrow key to kind of gradually move it downwards. It can fade the songs out or, you know, whatever the case may be. And you'll get the hang of it, but this is just the playlist to the right, and you can play whatever song. So whenever you guys have a break, you can be like, hey, you know, time to break, and we'll be back, and whatever song you want to play, you can just hit play and let it play. It automatically clicks off when the song is over.
All right, so I know, like, sometimes when Heaven was on and the music was playing, he was able to talk to me. So if I wanted to talk to Karen without them knowing, or how do I do that?
So what you would do is, if you look at the icons over on the side where the phone calls come in, there's a yellow button, or a little icon that's yellow. It looks like two little heads or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay, so you have to click it on yourself first, and then click that same icon on the person that you want to privately talk to.
Oh,
and that puts,
okay.
That puts you two in a private talk session so nobody else can hear.
Okay.
And then
all right.
Once you guys say whatever you need to say, just go ahead and turn both of your microphones back on, and then it'll put you back into the live chat
or
live show.
Okay.
All right. I'm trying to see if there's anything else. I think
and of
that
course
is...
they'll have the time. So basically, when it's running out of time, and you know how much time you have left,
Right. As a matter of fact, you will probably in the next minute or so, you'll probably start hearing it in the phone line. It'll say, you have 60 seconds. And, you know, as it starts getting closer, you have 30 seconds. You're like, okay.
And then when you're done, do you have to end the episode or ends automatically?
Okay, so here's the thing. Now, if when you're done with the show, like you can decide to close out with the song or whatever. The show will end automatically if the host hangs up. So, like once it's the, but only once it's the end of the show. if it's the end of the show, like, you know, you've run out of time and you hang up, then the show ends right then at the end of the show. But I mean, if you're still like on the, you know, on talking or whatever, and you know, if you go over time a little or something like that, the show, it'll keep going until the host hangs up.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, and if for any reason, like, you drop, like, your phone call drops the line during the show will keep running. Just call back in.
Okay.
And that's if it's during the show. So it's counting down in your ear, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. 90, then 16. Yeah, she's about to do 30 soon.
All righty. Yeah,
all right, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Desiree. Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye.